President Bush and Mexican President Vicente Fox are scheduled to meet next month to discuss loosening immigration rules and permanent status for many Mexicans living in the United States illegally. That represents a change for a group that's not usually enjoyed much power in Washington. But as NPR's Peter Overby reports, as Mexican immigrants have grown in number, they've found new friends.
To get the tone of some of the old immigration rhetoric, listen to the Senate's 1996 debate on welfare reform. That's when Congress decided immigrants were getting too much out of the welfare system. Rick Santorum, a Pennsylvania Republican, made the argument on the Senate floor.
Millions of people are coming to this country. They're bringing moms and dad over. And moms and dad are coming on, coming into this country, going down to the SSI office and qualifying for SSI benefits. And you and the taxpayers of this country are picking up and being the retirement home for the rest of the world.
But now, just a few years later, immigrants have friends they never would have imagined. The new president, George W. Bush, has a welcoming attitude toward immigrants from Mexico. He has close ties to Mexico from his days as governor of Texas. He's entertained proposals that go as far as amnesty for Mexican workers who are in this country illegally. Business groups like the newcomers, too. They'd already started lobbying on this, working their allies in the Republican Party. They say that in an economy that is still at almost full employment, businesses can't get enough unskilled and low-skill employees, what are now called essential workers. Teresa Brown of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says the business groups could see they needed allies.
Realizing also that the people that we were talking about as potential employees were the same people, immigrants for the most part, that some of the family immigration groups, the Latino groups, the church groups had been advocating for years, we turned to them and said, "Do you think we have some common ground that we can explore here?"
As if those bedfellows aren't strange enough, unions want more immigrants, especially those willing to sign union cards. The unions, too, have been working with the chamber and other business groups. This is still a new world for the AFL-CIO. Organized labor used to fight fiercely for tighter labor markets. Hector Figueroa is secretary treasurer of a Service Employees International Union local in metropolitan New York. He says unions had a change of heart because they had to have one. He says they decided the real threat they were facing wasn't immigrant workers, but the steady drop in the percentage of Americans who belong to unions.
That has called for the need to organize, and in the process of organizing, unions have rediscovered immigrant workers as a group of workers who they have to organize out of self-interest, and also a group of workers who are ready to join unions and to, you know, fight for their rights.
Unions, church, and immigration groups are planning a series of events around Labor Day to promote amnesty for undocumented immigrants who are already working here. The business lobby is more interested in getting a permanent rules change so businesses could bring in essential workers on a temporary basis. At Numbers USA, an organization that argues for tighter immigration laws, Roy Beck says that all of the reform advocates are focused too much on short-term gain. He says socially conservative business executives will regret the social changes that come with increased immigration, and union leaders won't like the changes either.
The financial business of the AFL-CIO is selling memberships. They've been very unsuccessful in the last 20 years in selling memberships to American natives. So this makes sense from a business standpoint for the unions, but it is short-sighted because flooding the labor market will do right now what it would always have done, and that is it will tend to depress wages for all American workers.
There's a political side to this, too, and Beck says that has an unexpected twist. White House strategists are eager to build up President Bush's support among Hispanic voters. But Hispanic immigrants tend to favor Democrats when they first get to vote in this country. And Beck says the numbers show they vote more Democratic the more they settle in. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.